Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington, brought to you by Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle, John Auville, Jason Bishop. That is the foursome. You want to chime in on the AAA Always On Call listener lines, 800-636-1067. Got to tell you, during each break, I think I'm deleting 3 to 4 Cyber Monday emails. Ooh, they don't stop.
I hope you're looking at them first.
I don't really look at many of them.
I'm actually interested in it today because I'm in the market for a new television for my basement because Ooh. I've been TV shamed by my daughters.
Oh, really?
My daughters say that they can't invite their friends over because they're embarrassed that we have a 16-year-old plasma TV in the basement.
Right.
And it's not a smart TV, and that's all they want to do.
They want to watch Netflix.
They want to watch whatever through their phones and all that nonsense.
Got a dumb TV.
It's got a dumb TV, and it's a 50-inch.
Well, you could fix it for $20. You get a Roku stick or something.
Yeah, I know, but, I mean, the picture isn't the same. And,
it's a nubby TV. There's no doubt.
Well, it was awesome when I got it.
I know. Well, so were my shoes, but now they're all worn out.
I know. It's, like I said, it's 15 years old.
Right.
But, so I'm going to be in the market for a TV today.
What size are you getting?
Probably a 60.
60? That's kind of small for that room. That's a big room. Why don't you go 75?
70.
Why don't you go 75? You could get a silly for about 600.
That's too big.
Oh, it's not
that's
for that
nubs.
Room.
It's too big.
I mean,
not too big.
Because I'm never in that room. My daughters are in there with their friends, but I'm never there.
He's being a squeaker.
There are a lot of other factors because my in-wall speakers are right next to the TV.
Oh.
And the bigger the TV, it's going to kind of block the speakers.
I would ditch the speakers.
Why? I got a great surround sound system.
Or just move them. It's not hard. Some guy can move those in
2 seconds. Have an expert move them.
I know, but I don't want to do that. I just want to get a TV, mount it, and be done with it. But anyway, so what do you think let's just call it a 65-inch TV on Cyber Monday would cost me?
It depends. Like if you're trying to get the latest and the greatest OLED, silly with the greatest deep blacks, you could spend a lot of money. But if you're willing to just get an average TV,
I'm not going to spend a lot of money.
If you just want to get an average TV that looks good in your basement, you can get one for $500, easy, or less.
That much?
Yeah, or less.
I thought Cyber Monday deals, I can get one for like $10.
Hey, you can get a 60-inch.
Yeah.
4K silly for $288.
Beautiful.
Where?
Walmart online. They'll deliver it to you for free, too.
Perfect. What kind is it?
Under $300, door to door.
Is it a silly TCL?
It's a ONN. An on.
It's
that's as bottom
TV.
Of barrel as it gets.
On.
You could get a Samsung for $400 or $500, but you could also go get one of those.
You can get a 75-inch Samsung for like $528.
Yeah,
I mean that sounds so silly. I see a Hisense 55-inch 269.
Hisense, that's a thing. That's a real thing.
Yeah, I might get that Hisense. I need a Roku TV. Send me all the Roku deals.
Samsung 58-inch is $398. That's a Samsung name brand.
Yeah,
how big is it?
58.
I have a Samsung 65 in my family room.
It's nice. Got like 2160p LED smart TV.
Here's a LG UHD 55-inch for only $350.
So many letters. It's the Junkie Shopping Network.
Well, I love it.
I just need to take advantage of the Cyber Monday. I don't think I've ever done that.
Okay, but you're actually talking about something that's useful. I'm like, why am I getting Old Navy? Why?
You're on a list.
Your wife
somehow
probably bought something for, you know, the kids there. It's a I love Old Navy for my kids because they get $10 jeans, $10 shirts. I say, go. You want to go to Old
town.
Navy? Spend all the money you want.
Right. Right. You can buy a quarter of the store for $200.
Yeah, I love Old Navy for the kids.
You got to click on those emails every once in a while and go through and unsubscribe at the bottom
of
all
those. I do. I don't do it like constantly, but I feel like I do at least once a month. I'll just go on an unsubscribe. You know, I'll just do it all day, unsubscribing from all the emails. But today I've just been deleting. But they just keep coming in.
They're relentless.
In fact, like I've deleted some. Like, I'm on Groupon for some reason. I don't remember ever using Groupon. And I deleted a Groupon literally last segment, and a new one popped up.
Yeah.
It's like they knew I deleted it.
It's like Nolan Richardson's 40 Minutes of Hell. Could I have an older reference?
Yeah, right.
They just keep coming in waves.
I'm bitter because I check all those, whatever, Black Friday deals, Cyber Monday deals. And I'm like Lurch. I'm looking for a TV for my backyard, right? And plus, I'm always looking to upgrade down in the basement. So I mean, I'm always in the market for TVs. The only thing I've bought, and I'm sized to spend, is sneakers. I got a silly deal on some LeBron.
Love shoes.
I got a silly deal on another pair of Jordans. But that's it.
What
are you doing? I feel like I'm 17.
Why
like a teenager.
Buying so many sneakers?
Because when I see a good deal, I can't
pass.
And who calls them sneakers?
Me. Right. Me.
I don't think I've bought shoes, tennis shoes, in
Jason,
3-4 years.
I almost bought right you some Sky you. LS's or whatever, Pumas that I saw. I almost
Sky
bought
LX.
Them. Yeah, I almost bought them for you. But they weren't the right color.
Those are nice. Those were they were the bomb back in 1988.
I know. I mean, they
look
so.
Can't you just call Puma Pete?
Yeah, call him.
Puma Pete, my man.
EB, where are you wearing these LeBrons to?
I wear them just jeans.
What, he hoops it up?
Oh, you're wearing jeans of her.
Yeah. No, they're not high tops. They're low tops. They're silly.
But here's the question. So I'm on Best Buy's website, and if I do the Best Buy deal, you know, I like to put it on the Best Buy card so I can pay monthly.
Yeah, Mr. Layaway.
Because there's no interest. There's no interest.
Do you still do that bit?
Well, I mean,
how do you juggle all those no interest deals that you got?
Because if you put it on your Best Buy card, it's that's what it is. That's one of the benefits.
Isn't that a pain in your rectum though to have to do that every week?
Benefactors.
Benefits. Sorry, it's one of the benefits of putting it on the card. It's no interest for like 18 months.
Right, so you like paying like $27 a month for your TV?
I pay $25 a month until the last bill, like the last month, and then I pay the balance.
Like, I'm actually doing that with my deck. Like, they gave me an interest-free loan, right? Yeah. And for $10,000 for part of, I don't know, it was for my sliding glass door or whatever.
Right.
And after like 4 months, I told my wife, just pay the dumb thing off. I'm tired of paying $1,000 a month. Just pay it off. It's just annoying.
I love no interest.
Yeah.
He doesn't mind juggling 50 bills.
And
apparently.
You're just juggling so many bills.
I am a juggler, but I think my budget is about $350 to $400 for a new TV. So if I can get something decent for that price, whether it's a Samsung, an LG, a Vizio, whatever.
Out on the On brand.
Well, I've never heard of that.
On is the legitimate bottom of the barrel.
You can't
find anything cheaper than
that. No, I think I'll go at probably LG or Vizio.
I can attest to TCL.
Name brand snob.
I mean, a TCL on my deck. It's silly.
I mean, they're giving these On TVs away. There's a 43-incher at Walmart for $184.
Well, 43 inches. I mean, that's
43 inches.
That's kick size.
Yeah.
Right. Hey, I've got a
65. We call that a cakes.
I've got a 65-incher on my wall already, and it's too small.
So if anybody has any suggestions on the Cyber Monday TV deal, just hit me up on the text machine because I'm looking all day. You said Walmart will deliver it for free?
Yeah. That's where I got the TV for my dad for his deck. Okay. Delivered and everything.
All right. I'm going to have to look at that.
And they have mounts on there for cheap, too.
I'm getting a rolling mount, like a cart. And so you could roll it out behind the fire pit.
It's like what you did in science class when the teacher put a movie
on. It's like when your teacher would roll out whatever when they would do the projector.
Are you going to have to use like a 100-foot extension cord where you got an outlet right there?
No, dude, I got electric on the wall.
Are you going to wear your Jordans when you roll out your TV?
No, because I could get mud on them if I have to go get some wood or something. No, I don't wear the Jordans out in the backyard.
Those are for indoor use only.
No, that's only if I'm going to the mall or I'm going
to the mall.
What's the mall anymore?
Yeah, I go to Raccoon.
Well, Eric,
go to a restaurant.
Eric has to go to the mall at 7 a.m. for his walk in the morning.
Yeah. No, I'll wear them to work if I ever go back to work again. Yeah, I just plan it for the future.
Hisense. I've never even heard of Hisense.
It's a nub brand, but I can tell you by the prices. You don't care.
I want it to be decent. I don't want it to be, you know,
you just don't want
awful
it to break.
Picture.
No, the picture's always silly. I've said it a million times. When you get that new TV in your house, and you don't have it to compare
but
to
if
all
you
the
compare,
others.
Yeah, but if you're walking through a store and you compare the two, it's just so much nicer.
Yeah, but in your basement, it looks silly. When it turns on, it looks silly.
Jason, here you go. Scepter 65-inch for $379, free delivery from Walmart.
I had a Scepter for years. It was my computer monitor.
65 inches of silliness.
What difference does it make to Jason, though, if he's actually spent an extra $100 when he's spreading it out over 18 payments?
Yeah, I mean,
well, that's only Best Buy.
$18 a month.
It's like a $5 or $6 a month difference.
JP, that's only Best Buy. That's not Walmart. That's Best Buy.
Okay.
So if I don't find something at Best Buy, I might do the Walmart deal.
I want Roku TV. So if anybody, when you find Roku deals, just send them my way. Because I collect Roku TVs.
Are you getting paid by Roku?
I'd love
under
to.
The table?
I would love to. In fact, someone could please hit them up.
Isn't a Roku
70
the
mentions
same as,
the last 2 weeks.
Isn't the Roku the same as any other smart TV?
Potentially, but they work extremely well.
What do you mean potentially? What's different about the Roku TV versus other smart TVs?
You want me to tell you?
Yes.
Okay. I have Xfinity. Roku has an Xfinity app. The others don't. And so I can stream on that television anywhere I have a Wi-Fi signal. So Roku TVs are, in my house, they're gold. So if you have Xfinity, Roku TV is the way to go. Now, obviously, you can get a $20 thing and add to it, but it's a lot easier when you don't have to deal with that or have some dongle dangling from your TV.
Terps got a nice win at Xfinity yesterday over the Mount.
Yeah. I heard they had to go on a 21-0 run, though.
It was a little bit dicey at times, but they put together a run late, put them away.
Shocker, that total in the game before that, was it the ODU game, was 135, and it came in at 134.
Right.
That was
their first game. They played Navy after that.
Right.
Yeah. They're playing all the local schools before they play Clemson in the ACC Big Ten.
Right.
Because they still got to play George Mason, I believe.
Right. But is it Jalen Smith? Is that how you say his name?
Galen Smith. He's not bad, man.
I watched just a few clips. They might have more there than people think.
They're a better shooting team this year.
Yeah.
Yeah. How was Turge when you had him on last week?
It was good. Same old. I think he was driving. Right? Was he driving? I think he was.
He's always on the move.
Yeah. He was fine. I don't think he loves doing media.
He definitely dropped an S-bomb.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Did he curse?
Yes.
Yeah.
Virginia Tech. He
definitely loves church more than he loves doing
media.
Yeah,
he's got,
I know
I think
that.
He's had a religious turn or something.
Yeah.
Because really? He mentioned,
he's a born again.
Is that like a spiritual awakening?
Yeah, which is fine. I grew up in a religious family, so I'm fine with that. But he's definitely mentioned religion a few times.
Virginia Tech with a big win over Villanova over the weekend. Huge. And they won last night.
Yeah,
of course, I can't go see any games.
Right. That's it. That's
you act
it.
Like you're going to drive 4 hours and dodge 1,000 tractor trailers.
He would go to a game or
go
two.
Go see Buzz Williams.
He would go to a game with
Buzz Williams.
His
yeah, but
do you think Buzz Williams is a coach?
Three seasons ago.
I thought he was.
Yeah, you're clueless. But by the way, I do go to Blacksburg for a weekend to see my daughter.
Now she's
here, but when she goes back to school, I absolutely will go down there for a weekend.
Man,
to see
where's Buzz Williams these days? How do you look
at
A&M? Oh, that's right. He left for A&M.
College hoops cakes.
College hoops
cakes. A&M pays well. Just ask Jimbo Fisher. I think he's still the football coach.
I think so.
You got that one right.
All right, got it.
So I got to get. I'm going to do. If anybody has suggestions on the Cyber Monday TV deal, especially Best Buy, where I can pay $20 a month for 18 months, let me know.
You probably could do that at Walmart or Target or something too, right? Can
maybe.
Do that there?
Maybe put it on
again.
The card,
I want Roku TV deals, and if you work at Roku, I'm psyched to endorse you.
Man, he is getting paid on the table, Drab.
I'm not.
I'm convinced of it.
I'd like to be. You know what? I'm going to call Michelle right now. Hit up Roku.
Right,
look it up her right now.
All right, got to take a break. When we come back, let's get into one of the other highlights of the weekend, and that was the Mike Tyson Roy Jones Jr.
Oh,
fight.
That was a highlight.
And Jake Paul.
The Jake Paul fight was a highlight.
I saw.
So we'll
I just saw the highlight.
Next, here on the Junkies.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106, I'm the Fan and NBC Sports Washington. We'll talk more NFL with Will Brinson coming up at 9 o'clock from CBS Sports. But we wanted to talk about the fights this weekend. The main one was, of course, Mike Tyson against Roy Jones Jr. I have to say, didn't watch it. Saw some highlights.
I watched it.
I felt
it.
Sad when I watched the weigh-in. Like, that's like I was considering maybe watching it. But when I saw the weigh-in, Roy Jones Jr., he used to be one of the most ripped and shredded guys I've ever seen.
Right.
And he was so fast in his prime. He looked like a guy with a dad bod. I mean,
well, he is. He's
better than average dad bod. But, I mean, he used to fight at like 168.
Well, he's fighting a heavyweight.
175. I just felt sad. And Tyson has gotten back in shape to some extent. But they're just shells of their
Tyson's
former
selves.
Tyson's
in great shape.
They're shells of their former selves physically. The fight was going to be a farce in a way in that they said they would stop the fight if there was any bleeding. It was 2-minute rounds.
We knew all this going in.
Yeah, but hold on.
I know. That's why I didn't watch it, Cakes.
Well, hold on. I watched it. I didn't now. And I knew all that. I knew it was going to end in a draw. They said it was going to end in a draw. I knew if someone got cut, they would end it.
Oh, I had no idea.
But they were beating the crap out of each other. Now, they're slower. They look like two old guys fighting. But you would see glimpses of Tyson. He'd have these moments, right? These 2 or 3 second flurries where you'd see the old Tyson. I got to tell you, it was intriguing. Now, it wasn't as intriguing as Jake Paul just putting Nate Robinson to sleep in an unbelievable fight.
Drabby probably was very upset. He's a big Robinson guy.
But it was intriguing. It sucked that there were 2-minute rounds, and I get it. Those guys were wiped out by 8 rounds, 16 minutes of fighting, those guys were beat.
Yeah.
So I understand why they did 2 minutes. But if they had gone 3 minutes, I feel like it would have been a little bit better.
I heard, look, overall the reviews when I read them the next day, I heard it was entertaining.
Definitely entertaining.
I just personally didn't have interest, especially after I watched the weigh-in. And I don't know anything about Jake Paul. I know this. Nate Robinson's not a boxer. It's not completely surprising.
Well, neither is Jake Paul.
I can tell
Paul's
you
a YouTube guy.
I know, but he trained. everything that I've read about him is he's been training for a while. Yeah. And maybe Nate Robinson did something for a few weeks, but basically just thought, hey, I'm an athlete.
Well, I think it's been for a few months.
Yeah, but Nate Robinson was grinding every day in there.
Yeah.
I mean, Jake Paul looked way bigger than him, but I got to say, for my money, which was nothing, that was one damn entertaining night.
That was entertaining.
Really? Yeah, dude, it was a lot of fun. And by the way,
what time did you actually go to bed that night? What time did the Tyson fight start?
2 a.m.
Oh, no, 1 a.m.
Well, yeah, I went to bed at 2 because I was still hype afterwards.
You probably had to feed the twins.
Yeah, there was all that, too. But it probably ended just after 1 o'clock. The real star of the night was Snoop Dogg. That guy's got a future as an analyst if he wants one.
It was kind of silly, but I mean, yeah, he was funny. He said, this looked like two uncles fighting in the barbecue. I mean, it was true. He had funny lines.
Well, yeah, I mean, he was entertaining.
Yeah, he was entertaining.
Mike Tyson all over Roy Jones Jr. Snoop.
Like two of my uncles fighting at the barbecue.
get your uncle out of here. Get him out. You can go meet me in the backyard. I'm tired of it. Come on. Meet me back here, huh? Get up in there, Roy. In and out.
12 ounces.
Not the normal.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, look.
Sorry,
it was
missed it.
It wasn't like professional analysis. It was Snoop being funny. Snoop was funny.
Mm-hmm. Well, didn't they have Israel Adesanya there?
He was there. He was fine.
He was a dud.
Ray Leonard was there, and I didn't even notice it. Like, you know, like Ray's just
It was a spectacle. It was just a fun event. Like, if you were up on Saturday night watching the fights and on Twitter, and by the way, I always think of EB when he says that black people are just butt funny.
Yeah.
Black Twitter on Saturday night was the funniest place in the world. I was slapping my knee because they were having a meltdown because really it was kind of like some racial undertones to this Jake Paul Nate Robinson thing, because Nate Robinson said he was doing it for the culture,
right?
And then he just got knocked out.
He got pwned.
Basically just kicked Nate Robinson out of the out of the family.
He's out of the club.
Yeah. Oh, is that right?
Yeah. I mean, he just was getting so many memes.
Yeah.
I mean,
people are like, "Yeah, you can't show up to the barbershop." Turned away.
I mean, the Jake Paul knockout was spectacular.
Well, what I read
is that's what I was hoping. I really, my son and I, we really thought that Tyson was going to knock Jones out. But what Jones did was he was hugging and clenching and basically prevented that from happening.
What I read it with the Jake Paul Nate Robinson fight is that Nate Robinson just kept predictably charging him.
Mm-hmm.
So like the strategy was awful, and he got knocked down 3 times, right?
I saw 2. My streaming kept crashing, Chaka. Did yours ever crash, Drab? I don't know if it was 4C's Wi-Fi or if they were onto it and they had to keep resetting it.
You got to have like 3 or 4 ready to go.
Yeah.
You got some backup streams.
Yeah. It was a bit of a debacle, but I persevered. Yeah.
Maybe people loved it, if you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. I read the next day that Tyson may do it again.
Oh, yeah. He said he wants to do it again for sure. Now, Roy was less committed. He was like, man, those body shots hurt. Right. You know, he was definitely less committed.
They put him on the spot. They're like, Roy, are you going to do this again? And he was like,
talk to my family.
Yeah.
He did not want to be there.
I saw that
it all depends on the pay-per-view mm-hmm. buys, but I saw that the purse for Tyson was like $1 million. So he gets like $1 million base, and then he'll get more after. And I think Roy Jones Jr. might have been like $600,000. Mm-hmm. So you know that Jake Paul and Nate Robinson, they just got paid $100 a round. Now they're going to get a piece of the pay-per-view, but their base was literally $600.
Wow. Wow, that's criminal because it was butt entertaining. It was so entertaining. And believe me, I don't care about the Paul brothers. In fact, I think I might hate him.
Does he come in as a heel? I guess that's his bit, right?
Yeah, he's a douche. He's a massive villain, and he knows it.
What was his ring entrance? I'm just curious.
I can't remember.
I don't know. I walked away on his entrance, but
yeah, I can't even remember.
He's calling out Conor McGregor and other UFC fighters. Like, he knocked out Nate Robinson and then called out Conor McGregor.
Yeah. Well, he's just hyping himself.
Well, because he wants to make money. I mean, probably would make a ton of money.
Did they have to take Robinson to the hospital?
I heard that they They knocked him out, right?
Wasn't he out, for like 15 minutes?
He was out for minutes. Yeah. Then I heard they walked him out of the ring and then right onto a gurney.
By the way, yeah. I think JP's misreading. It looks like Paul and Robinson got $600K each, not $600.
Oh. Did you miss the K?
JP? I thought I saw that they got paid $100 per round.
I don't think that's right.
That's the base.
I think you're off. Okay. I could be wrong, but I'm reading. Jake Paul and Nate Robinson will also earn an equal share with each picking up $600,000.
So they got $100K for each round.
Well, no, there was a rumor going around that was $600 because Barstool said it was Nate Robinson got his life ruined for $600.
Okay, well maybe,
so maybe it was.
Maybe I'm reading some wrong intel here.
Well, what's his name? Portnoy is saying that he thinks that the Connor Jake Paul fight will eventually happen because it'll just bring in a ton of revenue, you know?
Sure.
Yeah. Can you imagine?
Someone's texting on the Vibe that Tyson got 10 mil, Jones got 3.
Really?
All right, so it's all accurate. Over the place.
Yeah,
with the
we
stories.
Don't know. We just don't know.
I read the story that they each got paid $600, but that was the base, that the rest was depending on the pay-per-view. And
it
that's
just
sometimes
like,
and by the way, what I learned through my little boxing dalliance was that that's kind of standard. The undercard fights, a lot of times, that's all
they
get paid.
Yeah, but that was like a co-headlining fight as far as the public was concerned. That was a big, like a lot of people were into that. Mm-hmm. And believe me, I don't watch those YouTubers.
I wouldn't call it a co-headline. I understand it was the second. It was big.
It was big. And that they got better social than I got to imagine, because that knockout had to be replayed 9 billion times on the internet.
Well, we do have Snoop Dogg's take on the knockout.
He's singing the hymns. He's trying to get started. Oh, Lord! Mamma mia, the problem child proving to be a big problem for Nate Robinson.
My goodness.
And, of course,
call the ambulance. Pick up the people.
We need definite medical attention for Nate Robinson. And, again, Snoop, this is why you don't play boxing, brother. Nah. It's the hurt business. And Robinson could be hurt.
He'll be all right. Nate from the hood, he's going to shake that off. But like you said, you can play basketball, you can play football. But one thing, you can, it's two things you can't play. You can't play boxing, you can't play with this pimping. That's what's showing.
Like, he's just like, he's from the hood. He'll shake it off.
Right. No, yeah,
I don't think so. It doesn't matter where you're
from.
He was
unconscious for 10 minutes.
Yeah, right. No, he was. I mean, he put him to sleep.
Yeah.
I mean, it was unbelievable.
All right, let's go to the phones. Our pal Jaime from Manassas wants to chime in. What's up, Jaime?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, buddy?
It was very entertaining, man. I was surprised. Tyson, like EB says, you know, he saw some flashes of three seconds. That what we used to be, and he hit Roy Jones a lot in the midsection. I think he was holding up his stomach when he was doing the interview after the fight. But I don't know why we have to wait until midnight to see two senior citizens box. You know, it's way too late.
Senior citizens.
Because they're waiting for the dumb pay-per-views to come in. And they're probably dummies like me trying to rip it off. And then... And then when it crashes, people just panic and buy it.
Hey, Nate Robinson, I thought he had some street game. But, wow, what a knockout, man. Poor guy. He was a three-time slam dunk champion. And I don't know what happened to him, man. He went to sleep.
Yeah. Well,
because he got pummeled.
He doesn't know how to box.
He got crushed.
Yeah, he just got crushed. It was highly entertaining. Damn. And I've watched those other dumb YouTubers, his brother, and they fight the other guys. Those are entertaining as hell. They really are. I'd watch that over a Tyson fight at this point, because Tyson is intriguing, but he's just slow. He's just, I mean, he's, you know, a far cry from his peak form.
So you liked it. You enjoyed Saturday.
I totally enjoyed it.
Really?
You know what else we haven't talked about? The match. Did you watch the match on Friday?
No, I watched a
Barkley
little bit.
Barkley got rid of his hitch.
Yeah.
I know.
He's got
that
a smooth
was the biggest
swing now.
Thing. The hitch is gone. Now, he still yanks it, and he hits it chunky all the time.
Yeah.
But he's got good little short game.
Gone.
The hitch is
gone.
I
saw some nice putts.
He had some great putts from, like, off the fringe that I would kill for.
Who was the match? I know Barkley was in it. Manning was in it.
It was Mickelson and Barkley against Manning and Steph Curry.
And Steph choked.
Steph was doo-doo.
As good as Steph is, he choked.
Yeah.
Peyton was Peyton.
Oh, he's still sad that his teammate, his Splash Brother teammate, tore his Achilles.
Maybe.
Out for another year.
Maybe. Maybe that affected the golf.
I think it's because he knows that all these people are watching, and you got the camp. Now, I know he's on TV with that celebrity stuff, but this is a bigger deal.
He's played in legit events before.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, but
this didn't come up big.
This is a little different.
Wait, so he was worse than those other guys?
Dude, Steph looked bad.
Relative to his ability.
Yeah.
No, I mean, he looked 100 times worse than Barkley.
Cakes could have beaten Steph.
No.
Jeez.
So who was the second best golfer?
Probably was Steph.
Yeah.
It was probably Steph. But Mickelson just carried Barkley the whole way. And Mickelson is so good, it's insane. And to hear him explain why he's hitting each shot, I'm telling you, it's messy. He's so much better TV than Tiger. It's
100%.
Crazy.
Yeah. Oh, he's got a future in TV, no doubt.
Yeah, you don't ever need to see Tiger in like an event like that where they're miking up the players. Mm-hmm. Give me Phil Mickelson all day, every day.
I liked Justin Thomas last year when he was on the call.
Yeah.
Well, not Justin's last really year, good. But that was what, March or April, whatever it was.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I was watching the
why
did
they do pay per view? See, I was trying to get a free stream on that. I didn't realize it was for free on TNT. Why did they not do the pay-per-view for the match?
Because no one would buy
it. No one wanted to buy it.
No one would pay for that.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Is that true? They've done the pay-per-view in the previous years, though, right?
They only did pay-per-view the first time, and then that was a debacle, and they gave it to everyone for free.
Oh, they gave up on it after that? Okay.
They didn't do it last in spring.
Okay, I didn't remember.
No pay-per-view.
Yeah, I thought it was a pay-per-view. So I was delighted when I saw that it was free.
All right. Nice. Why do you think that was?
You watched it for free in the spring, too.
True. But I just forgot.
Yeah. All right, coming up next, we're going to get back to the Washington football team. We were talking about Antonio Gibson. He's come on the last couple of weeks, going for over 100 yards, had 3 touchdowns. Is he a rookie of the year contender? We'll get into that next here on the Junkies. Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. We talked a little earlier about Antonio Gibson and the year that he's putting together, and wanted to open up the phone lines at 800-636-1067 and wondered if you think Antonio Gibson might be considered a Rookie of the Year candidate. He's really come on. If you start with the Dallas game the first time where they won 25-3 in late October, he ran for a 128 and a touchdown in that game. So that was his first 100-yard game. It was also the first time they gave him 20 carries. Mm-hmm. The frustrating thing was the next week he only had 6 carries. And then
that was a weird game because he fumbled on the first carry, and then the game script got away from Washington football team in that game. So
right.
Sometimes that's just the way the game unfolds.
And if you look at his game log this year, there have been 4 games where he hasn't even had double-digit carries. But the last 3 weeks, you've seen an increase in workload for Gibson. He went from 13 carries against Detroit to 16 against Cincinnati and 20 against Dallas, where he goes for 115 yards, his second 100-yard rushing game of the year, and 3 touchdowns, which gets him to 11 touchdowns this year. Now, he's only run for 645 yards. Mm-hmm. You know, compared to James Robinson, who's also a rookie running back with Jacksonville,
right.
James Robinson's run for 890 yards.
Yeah. Right.
So I don't know that he's there, but he's also really, has come on.
Robinson's been featured more heavily too. Like the amount of carries he's gotten compared to Gibson, it's way more.
Robinson's got 195 attempts.
Yeah, he's almost at 200 carries compared to Gibson, who's at 139. Now I think the clear favorite is Justin Herbert.
No, obviously
because
he is.
Quarterbacks usually get the nod. He's got 23 touchdown passes. His quarterback rating is 101. And then you've got guys like Chase Claypool, who's got 8 touchdowns in Pittsburgh.
He's got 10, I believe.
He has 10?
Claypool, 10 through 10 games.
All right, and then Justin Jefferson, who's having a really good year in Minnesota.
I think it's Herbert's to lose, but if your question is he a candidate? Absolutely. Now, maybe a couple weeks ago he was more of a long shot, but if he has 15 touchdowns, total touchdowns this year, he's going to be right there in the top 3, I would think. Because, like you said, NFL rookies of the year, offensive rookies of the year anyway, because you know there's 2 of them, but offensive rookies of the year are usually quarterbacks or running backs.
Right.
They're rarely receivers. Now, I know the league has changed and it's a passing league, and these guys are putting up good numbers. But if Gibson has 1,000 yards rushing and 15 total touchdowns, he's in the mix. Herbert wins it, but he's in the mix.
Well, the reason why he's in it, though, is because of the gaudy touchdown numbers. Well, the other numbers are not gaudy.
Those count.
They count, but
those
sometimes
count.
They're not, you know, as important to me. I don't know.
I mean, like, if Robinson has 1,350 rushing yards and, you know, half the touchdowns, he's probably going to get more votes.
I mean,
because
Gibson,
of the
if he stays healthy, is going to have 12 to 1,300 rushing and receiving yards.
Correct.
If he stays on this sort of trajectory.
Yeah.
And he's averaging 4.6 yards per carry, which is top 20 in the league. It's actually tied for 16th.
I think, you know, EB for many weeks was saying they should move him to receiver. He's not a running back. I think he's proving he's a running back.
Okay, I'll buy that.
He's legit. The way he finishes runs is impressive to me. And I wouldn't discount the touchdowns because, you know, some guys don't have a knack for finding the end zone. He does. He's a good closer and finisher. Now, it still frustrates me sometimes when they bring in Peyton Barber.
I just look at some of the odds, and I've been all over these websites. Jonathan Taylor is a heavier favorite. That's a joke. Tua is a heavier favorite. That's a joke.
To win Rookie of the Year?
Yeah. It's a complete
Gibson?
Joke.
Well, they haven't updated their numbers.
Well, this is as of 4 days ago.
Hmm.
And neither has ESPN.com, Cakes, because it says, and I clicked on it again, 8 touchdowns for Chase Claypool, but then I see an article which does say he's up to 10.
He has a couple rushing. Maybe that's
okay.
That's what you're missing. He has rushing TDs.
That's what it is. Herbert's the clear favorite. He is. He's like a 1-2 favorite. But
and Burrow would have been the favorite.
Burrow
right there with.
I don't
he would
know.
Have been right
there
with
Herbert ahead of Burrow. Actually,
yeah. It would have been close, but Gibson is a candidate, and I think his odds get better if he stays healthy and keeps producing. But Herbert will win.
And look, give the scouting department credit for targeting him, picking him in the third round. They didn't reach and pick a guy in the first round. I mean, you generally don't pick running backs in the first round at this point. I know Edwards-Helaire was picked in the first, but that was with the last pick of the first round.
Look, he's having a better year than Helaire.
He is. And he was picked 2 rounds later.
Right.
Robinson was undrafted. It just shows you that you can find running backs,
but Helaire
especially anywhere.
Helaire is almost a 2-1 favorite over Gibson to win the Rookie of the Year.
Well,
I think that's a joke.
That is a joke. I don't know why.
Gibson should be getting more love.
I just wish Gibson would have more consistent games in terms of yardage, and he has in the second half has been much better than his first half.
Give him the ball.
Adapted. Yeah,
give him the ball more.
That's but the big thing.
He's got 200-yard games. He's got one game where he had 94. So, you know.
And maybe they're getting more comfortable with having him on the field on third downs because we'd heard that he wasn't that good, not very adept at pass blocking.
Yeah.
So they were tending to go with McKissick. All I know is the first two games, Alex Smith and McKissick, it was like a love affair. 29 pass attempts, 29 targets to J.D. McKissick.
Correct.
And this past week against the Dallas Cowboys on Thanksgiving, you actually saw Gibson catch more balls than McKissick, and I thought that was encouraging.
I'm pretty sure that over that span, he was the most targeted player in the league. Not just running back, not just wide receiver, player.
Right.
Really? What were you going to say, Drab?
Well, Ken, I say this as a full-blown fanboy of Justin Herbert, so keep this in mind.
Yes.
And Gibson's very impressive. But his three big games are against two against the Cowboys and one against the Bengals. Those are the worst and third to worst run defenses in the NFL. I mean, they're a joke. Those holes that Gibson had on Thursday,
they were huge.
Valdez is running 40-yard touchdowns on those.
It's nice.
No, I tend to agree,
you're right.
But I think he's good. It's just,
I don't think you can discount the total numbers.
Like a Mike Allstott.
If the total numbers are what we think they're going to be, 12 to 1,300 combined yards and 15 scores, you just can't discount
Now, I want to see what he does against Pittsburgh, who has a legit run defense.
If he probably won't do much.
If he gets 15 carries and somehow cobbles together 75 or 80 yards, all right, that's really impressive. The holes were big against Dallas, but I'm not gonna take that away from him because he had a good performance on Thanksgiving.
Look, the only way Herbert doesn't win it is if he gets injured. Yeah. If Herbert plays the rest of the year, he's going
to
win it.
Herbert's going to finish with over 30 touchdowns. He might have probably close to 35 touchdowns.
Mm-hmm. And he's going to have over 4,000 passing yards. Picks. He'll have 4,000 passing yards and, like you said, 30 to 32 touchdowns.
By the way, Washington's going to catch Pittsburgh on a short week, EB. You get a little sized?
Well, no. I mean, no, we'll lose the game, but we got a shot. I mean, we got a 10% shot. I give us a 1 in 10 shot, maybe 2 in 10 if we get off to a good start.
Is there any talk of moving that Steeler Washington game to Monday?
I hope not.
I haven't heard that. I've heard that, right, the Ravens already moved another game, right?
Well, yeah, because they were supposed to play Dallas Thursday. I think they're moving to Monday.
Correct.
Yeah,
that's correct.
So maybe you already have a doubleheader on Monday and they don't want to do a tripleheader. I don't know.
Yeah. I'm actually glad they're getting the games in. I wish college would get the damn games in. I'm glad they're getting them in. So even if they,
it's a fiasco.
And I thought that game was actually intriguing, at least for a half. I was intrigued to see what the kid could do in Denver. I felt so bad for him. I was rooting for him every time.
I think that they just went into that game thinking, you know what, we're going to get pummeled. Let's just go out and have fun. You know,
because
the defensive players for Dallas, like Chubb and those, or for Denver,
they were
all laughing.
Yeah.
They're kind of talking to the Saints players. They knew that they had no shot.
Who's tonight? It's the
Seahawks and Eagles.
Big game.
What's the line on that?
Is it 4.5?
That's it. Why aren't they bigger favorites?
I could be 6.5.
6.5, okay.
6.5, yeah. I don't know about that now.
Check the updated BetQL numbers.
Right.
You're right, 6.5. Obviously, huge game for Philly. Huge.
Over-under's 49.
Because if they want to keep pace with Washington and New York, they got to
get that
4th win.
Here's a surprise. My single play is the over. Well, keep pace, they would actually leapfrog them,
That's
Jason.
True, because they would be 4-6-1.
If they get a win, they're in first place.
Correct.
Drab's going to be up late tonight.
No, the play is, Cakes, is for the teaser king, the play is drop the Seahawks to a half to just have to win.
Over 43.
Over 43. That seems like a big winner.
All right, coming up next, we will talk more NFL with NFL Insider, writer for CBS Sports. Will Brinson will jump on right here on the Junkies.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.